January 6 show trial, Liz Cheney emits exculpatory phrase while quoting Trump, "Go home with love and peace." By Christina Wong on June 10, 2022. Representative Liz Cheney, RY, who featured prominently in the Democrats' first January 6 hearing Thursday night, read a tweet during the hearing from former President Donald Trump but omitted the final sentences where he told protesters to go home with love and in peace. Cheney said in her opening statement, "Donald Trump tweeted, but he did not condemn the attack. Instead, he justified it. These are the things and events that happen," he said. "When a sacred landslide election victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from great patriots who have been badly and unfairly treated for so long." Cheney stopped reading Trump's tweet there and said, "As you will see in the hearings to come, President Trump believed his supporters at the Capitol, and I quote, were doing what they should be doing." Cheney left out the last part of Trump's tweet, which said, "Go home with love and in peace. Remember this day forever." Cheney's omission highlighted what Republicans and Trump had said were deceptive edits of their statements. Jason Miller, a former top Trump aide, tweeted during the hearing that the January 6 Select Committee omitted part of his testimony at the hearing when it played a clip in which he said Trump's lead internal data expert told the president he was going to lose. Miller said the committee omitted the next part of his testimony, in which he explained that Trump pushed back against the analyst based on other things the analyst was not monitoring. Breitbart News' Joel Polak also reported that the committee played a deceptively edited video of the Capitol riot that had dubbed Trump's voice describing the rally that took place before the attack at the Capitol. "The crowd was unbelievable. And I mentioned the word love. The love in the air, I have never seen anything like it," he had said. Trump's words were taken from a Fox News interview with host Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures, where he said, emphasis added, "So, there was a big rally called. And, actually, when I say big, who knew? But there was a rally called. And a tremendous number of people, the largest one I have ever spoken before, is called by people, by patriots. And they asked me if I'd speak. And I did. And it was a very mild-mannered speech, as I think has been. In fact, they just came out with a report in Congress, and they didn't mention my name, literally. But what they were complaining about and the reason, in my opinion, you had over a million people there, which the press doesn't like to report at all, because it shows too much activity, too much spirit and faith and love. There was such love at that rally. You had over a million people there. They were there for one reason, the rigged election. They felt the election was rigged. That's why they were there. And they were peaceful people. These were great people. The crowd was unbelievable. And I mentioned the word love. The love in the air, I have never seen anything like it. And that's why they went to Washington." Even MSNBC's Rachel Maddow admitted that Trump's speech at the rally did not result in the breach at the Capitol. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.